Hello and welcome to Tux Tea Podcast. I don't know what episode this is. I'm your co-host Aaron.
It's the post-Super Bowl episode. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I stopped counting numbers.
I'm Ashley. We'll count when we get to 100 again. And I think that's a fresh restart for us at 100.
We're still at season two.
We are on season
two. So maybe it's season two, episode four or five.
We're unsure.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because you don't need to listen to these in chronological order.
Yeah.
Not me dropping an SAT word 30 seconds in.
Chronological?
Boom.
Whoa.
We have some young listeners. Like, I just want everybody to know that.
What did Patrick Mahomes say in his speech? A microcosms or something?
Yeah. And that was big time.
That was big time.
That was low-key a flex for Texas Tech's education.
Our friend and I looked at each other and we said, okay.
Kermit has vocab.
Kermit has Kermited.
It's Kermiting.
It's giving Sesame Street.
No, for sure.
And Muppets.
It really did a lot for Texas Tech's academics. Like, I know that, like, that was a big flex for them. They were like, he learned that here.
I wasn't familiar with the school he went to.
Go Red Raiders, I think.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the people in Lubbock are screaming. Watch, he went to some other school in Texas.
Yeah.
But, like, I swear he went to Texas Tech.
He seems like a Texas football guy.
Yeah.
Shaves kingdom.
He's a winner. He is a winner.
Spoiler alert.
The Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
For my dad, who might have recorded it.
Your dad still hasn't seen it, I bet. For sure. It's on TiVo, though.
That's my dad's toxic trait. He would record a game we talked about this weekend. He would record basketball, football. Like, I clearly remember when I was younger, he would record Seahawks games and would try to watch them the week later. And he would get irate when people at work would say, oh, good win for this. You know, like some casual conversation.
No, he wouldn't survive today.
No.
Like, if he really was on social media, like, he wouldn't survive a quarter of football.
No, he couldn't go on, like, any site.
No.
Like, website.
No, he would have to be, like, just incognito everything.
Yeah.
Everything would always get ruined for him. It does
get
ruined.
But it still pops up, probably.
Of course. Well, I mean, he's crazy for just being like, nobody's going to tell me that the Hawks won or lost. Like, bro, we live in Seattle.
No, I heard him get mad at my mom before.
Of course. Of like,
or me.
That's like, everybody talks about the Seahawks though. That day.
I texted him this weekend and I said, hey, are you watching the Caitlin Clark game? Never text me back.
She meant the Iowa game.
Oh, please.
That's great. No, guys, Aaron has fallen too deep into the hole.
I haven't been into a team like this.
No, and don't let her fool you. Like, see how she just said Caitlin Clark's game and then she said she's into the team. She's only in.
I am.
I don't really.
I was telling you facts about a lot of the girls.
Yeah, I just like really think you're like obsessed with her.
Who isn't?
Like, you took it too far.
Who isn't?
If our trash can opens up, like, I swear to God, I was just cooking and I was yelling at the trash can to open and it wouldn't open for me. And I just said Iowa and it opened.
Yeah. It said Caitlin Clark. Open buckets.
No, literally says swish. Yeah.
No, it was a disappointing loss for us. She did not beat the record. So I did put on my schedule on Thursday that I need to tune into that game. Did you see that resale tickets were going
like 10 grand?
Yeah. Insane.
No, good for them. First and foremost, I have a couple of things to say on this topic. One, good for Nebraska. Like, good for them. Those girls were killing it. What's her name from Australia was ballin'.
Yeah.
She was ballin'.
The grad student. She was ballin'.
She was ballin' out. The Iowa coach, bad look during the presser. Like, I don't care what the standard, what the policies are. I don't care what the Big Ten, if the visiting team goes first or they go second. I don't care. Shut up.
No,
she said it's bullshit.
I'm Team Lisa.
No fucking way. And
it
also,
it is bullshit. They had a plane to catch.
I would bet this house right now that they fly private.
Well, they had a flight to catch.
No, they didn't.
That's what she said.
She's a liar. And she was cranky. She was just sad that they lost. And not sad. She was just butthurt.
Ashley,
she sounded really butthurt.
You wouldn't have an attitude after you lost?
Of course.
I've seen you with coaching and you lose.
Of course. With my fifth graders, I'll have an attitude.
Oh,
but
my
listen,
God. You have a worse attitude than Lisa.
No. No. Lisa and Caitlin have the worst attitudes.
I never said Caitlin didn't.
Lisa has an attitude now. Probably because Caitlin gave her attitude, so then she had attitude. It started with Caitlin, and I know.
Well,
that.
All I know is they had a flight to catch.
I sound like a hating-ass old head. I'm just trying to balance out so that we are balanced on this show. We can't both just like fully head dive into this, you know? and this obsession with Caitlin and this team.
It is annoying how sometimes you do that, though, to me.
Well, I'm honestly mad at Lisa because Headband hasn't been playing. So, like, eat my ass.
Yeah.
I'm team Headband, if anything.
What's her name again?
Don't know. Can't remember. I want to say Maggie, and, like, I just, like, don't think that's right.
Yeah, it's, like, something. Or, like, Emily.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a normal name.
It's a normal name, but she's a hooper.
She's a hooper, but she didn't play, and I'm... And Lisa sounded like an asshole. So,
well, yeah, she got caught on a hot mic saying this is not Big 12, Big 10 protocol.
It's bullshit. That's what she said.
Yeah. And
again,
is.
Like, again, I'm not saying she's right. Like, the visiting team.
As a rule follower.
No, for sure.
It is bullshit, Ashley.
It is bullshit. And I'm sure they did have a private jet to catch. But the PJ could wait 5 minutes.
That's not the point.
The point is she needs to keep that shit off the hot mic. Okay, the point is she
let
got
her
caught.
Rip.
No.
Why? Because she's a female?
Why would you do
so
that?
So now you hate females?
Why would you do... Honestly, females, sometimes we do need to be checked. We be doing shit just because... I was telling my clients that the other day about how, like, women will be like, no, it's just, like, it's not a big deal because they're a woman. And then, like, if somebody else does the same thing, like...
What's an example? Why did you get... Why was that brought up?
Well, because I was telling one of the high school boys that he was wrong. And he was like, why would I be wrong, but she's not wrong? And I was like, because you're a guy, period. Like, that's why you're wrong.
Yeah, well,
but I'm always trying to let high school boys know that, like, that's just their future.
They need to be humbled.
I did that. That's their future.
Yeah.
Keep women happy. I just, here's the thing. She's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get caught on the hot mic.
I think it can because she's standing up for her team. It's kind of like getting a technical. Sometimes you have to stand up for your team and be strong because you can't. What, you're going to be just walked all over?
She sounded bitter.
And if she's bitter, who cares? Those are the rules and the policies and the procedures, and they need to be followed. And things that are inefficient, you need to be yelled at. I'm sorry.
She just interrupted that girl's interview. And, like, that was probably arguably the biggest day of her life.
Okay, well, that brings me to my next point.
Oh, here she comes. They're going to be hating on Nebraska for crying.
Okay. Y'all need to chill. You did not just win the national championship.
They beat the number 2 team in the nation.
They were celebrating and crying like they won. Calm down.
They did win.
They won the championship.
They beat the number 2 team in the country.
Okay, we weren't the number 1.
Nobody's beating South Carolina, and I stand by that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then stop crying.
So you're telling me...
No, I never cried.
You're telling me that when you were at Portland State, if you guys upset UConn, you wouldn't be crying. You'd be bawling your fucking eyes out. So would I. Bawling.
Did you ever cry after something like that?
We never beat anybody worth noting.
But I just...
Shout out to my Trojans.
No, because you and I are not those type of people that would cry.
I cry after losses. I hate losing. Yeah. More than I enjoy winning. I'm much more of a crier after a loss. In private, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something I learned early.
Even in my happiest moments, I never cried.
I don't think I would have cried after a win. I'm not really, like, a happy crier.
Yeah.
I've
become that in my old age.
No, for sure. For sure. But... Yeah, I don't. I'm more of like a cry after I lose type girl.
That's what I'm saying. It's embarrassing. It's like, okay, so you guys were really not expecting to win. See, for me, it's the look of it. Mm. Go cry off the court and, like, have fun with your teammates. And, like, it is dope. Like, of course you held. You didn't let her get the record. You guys won. It was sold out crowd. It's upset. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. I get it. It's cool. But, you know, it shows that you didn't. You were. It was so unexpected. Like, have. You guys were good. Why did you not have confidence in yourself? I would have walked off like, yeah, this is what I was said in the press conference. Pretend like you're asking me a question. Da, da, da. Yeah, I, like, knew we were going to win. That's what I would say.
No, that's crazy. No, you wouldn't. No, that's insane. No, you wouldn't have. Our trash can is insane.
You have to have confidence in yourself.
I know,
Ashley.
But, like, maybe they, like, knew that they had a chance to. Even the coach was like, this is just like, Caitlin Clark didn't score in the fourth quarter. When's the last time that bitch didn't score?
No, I know.
Like, everything.
No, I'm saying it's cool. I know.
Yeah, like, everything had to go right for that to happen. I am not going to cry after I win, but, like, I'm going to be hooping and hollering with my girlies.
That's what I'm saying. I'm kidding. I wouldn't have walked in and said I knew we were going to win. I would never say that.
No.
That's so annoying.
Because you don't. Not with Caitlin on the court.
Okay. You guys, well, that brings us to our next argument.
Wait. Hold on. Oh, is it start bench cut?
Yeah. But what were you going to say?
That's what I was going to bring up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is actually really serious, and this is something that Aaron and I could actually get in a fight over for real.
We do not disagree on a lot of things.
You want me to do the big one first?
Oh, the one you're clearly wrong about?
The one I did at camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one you're clearly wrong about.
I do not think you're going to get a lot of people who are on your side.
I can't wait.
This one. And again, I Well, no, because everybody's younger here. Okay. Listen, start, bench, cut. I like to play this game with our kids sometimes. It's a great icebreaker before camps because they don't know each other, so they have to partner up. And then you talk about what your choices are. It's marry, fuck, kill, but it's for kids. So start, bench, cut. My choices were Caitlin Clark, Breonna Stewart, or Asia Wilson. Now, did I set kids up for failure? Absolutely. Nobody knew who the fuck Asia Wilson was, which kills me.
Wow.
There was a lot of these kids? Especially boys who did it. And don't get me started on boys' lack of knowledge of women's sports. And it's insane.
Asia Wilson is underrated.
She's the best player in the world.
She is.
She's the best player in the world.
She's so underrated.
She's just, which is so crazy.
She's an icon. Like, she is so good.
Her Prada outfit last week.
Her,
she just dropped
I
a
wish
book.
Her nothing but the best because she's a good player.
Yeah.
And she's underrated.
Yeah. I agree.
Go Gamecocks.
For sure. Go Aces. Well, I can't say that anymore. Oh, no. My God. Delete it. Go Aces? Can't say that anymore. No. Oh, my God.
That sucks.
Oh, my God. I hope they don't listen.
I can.
Yeah, you can.
Until I have some storm gear.
Facts. So that was my start, bench, cut. Every single group started Caitlin and cut Asia.
Insane.
And, I swear the only reason they even knew who Breonna Stewart was is because she's played for the Storm. Because she's Northwest.
Yeah.
That's the
I'm kind of shocked they even knew who she was, to be honest.
Yeah. And it's really
that's a Caitlin Clark effect.
It's really they were like, well, Caitlin Clark is the best player in the world. And I was like, that is insane.
Yeah.
She is so good, but like Asia Wilson has won, like Asia and Breonna Stewart have both won national championships in college. Yeah. They've both won WNBA championships multiple. Like it was just
multiple.
When I told all the kids, like when I was like, let me just like read off their bios.
Yeah.
They were like, well, Caitlin Clark's going to do all those things. And I was like, she can't. I was like, she literally can't win as many national championships as them in college anymore. So no, she won't be.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're hating. I was like, I'm not being a hater.
No, you're just reading facts.
Don't start with me. Asia Wilson and Breonna Stewart are one A and one B of the best players in the world.
With that being said,
okay, go ahead.
I'm still cutting Stewie.
No, that's and like you kind of like low key aren't into Stewie.
I'm not. And let me tell you why. I think she's a great player. I've watched her since she was like in college. Like she's a hooper.
Yeah. Her one of the best for sure.
Yeah. But after watching the last playoffs.
Yeah.
Asia Wilson should have got MVP.
For sure.
So maybe I'm bitter for that.
Yeah.
She didn't step up to be the MVP.
No, they got their asses beat.
They got their asses beat in the whole series.
They got their asses beat.
Okay.
The Aces were ready and they were not.
She just didn't step up. And so we've watched multiple games and I feel like every game I've watched, that's happened.
Mm.
So, yes, I think I'm cutting her. And we really disagree on this.
No, Aaron is starting Caitlin Clark, you guys. I'm starting Asia Wilson no matter
how. I never said I was actually starting Caitlin. Okay. I just said I'm cutting Breonna Stewart.
So you at least have the other two on your team.
Like I think I'm actually starting Asia Wilson and Caitlin's there.
She can come off the bench for sure.
Yeah, but for sure I'm cutting Stewie. That's no hesitation from me.
I know. That's a tough call for me. I don't know. The reason I use them is because she just had that tip in for the USA team with her left hand.
Well, Kelsey should have made that shot.
No, for sure. She glitched. And it's just not something I'm ready to talk about yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, she's fucking good. You know what I mean?
Brandon Stewart.
Like, if you had to start a franchise
but
with one of them.
But she also did just tear her Achilles. Like, she's coming off an injury, too.
For sure.
But, okay. Caitlin Clark, the way she's changed the scape.
No, it's crazy.
Is that the right word? The scape of women's basketball? The scope?
Scope.
The landscape.
Landscape and scope.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Of women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
No one will do that. There was an interview with Diana Taurasi talking about that.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, like, every single person at my camp knew who Caitlin Clark was. That wasn't even a question.
It's insane. Her grasp on the sport that's making it grow more. We need it.
Yeah. No, we need more of it for sure.
It's insane.
Speaking of Kelsey crying that she tweeted congrats to Caitlin
before
for no reason. I was reading some things today because she was in not a lot of people know this, which is just so crazy too. Team USA is in Berlin. They were in Berlin at the time. They're playing games for the Olympics, like prepping for the Olympics. So
what is this for?
Don't quote me, but like, I'm pretty sure they're just like friendlies. I don't think it's qualifying.
Do they get paid?
Of course.
I don't know.
It's for America.
It's women, though.
It's for America. No, for sure. That's all honestly a valid question. Probably just like McDonald's.
They're like, you can come for fun.
They said, well, get your plane ticket.
That's what they would say. And like free gear.
No, like crazy, but you're right. So they were in Germany playing. And I was reading all these things that like, I could probably just ask her, but like, it's funnier to like pretend like we don't.
Yeah.
They were saying she probably just had that tweet like scheduled.
Dead.
You know what I mean? Because she like, was like asleep. She was probably asleep and then didn't want to look like a fucking asshole for not saying anything right away.
Yeah, which is annoying because people should know that she's on a different time zone.
People should know that she's literally across the
9 hours.
She's in a completely different country.
Yeah.
But her not erasing the tweet and just responding to it saying, my bad, next, like that to me, that's Kelsey in a nutshell.
I'm obsessed.
Like, she'll never delete it because she's like, well, people have seen it. I don't really care about that. But just like, my bad.
I don't know what I would have done either.
It's just that.
I probably would have deleted it because I would have panicked.
Yeah. Like, she's just like, well, it's there. So.
No, it's so funny.
Yeah, it is funny. That was the best part of it.
Yeah.
For me. Wait. We have to do the other bench start cut because this one is really controversial, I think.
Okay.
Diana Taurasi, Maya Moore, Caitlin Clark, all three of them in college.
That's not, you can't do that.
Yeah,
though.
You can. Yeah, you can. Why not?
Because we just did the other ones. You were just talking about how they won championships and whatnot. Yeah. I didn't watch so Asia Wilson in college.
And you should have.
Well, then I need to go back and change my answer to the other one.
To what?
If they're all, counting just college.
Yeah, no, this is
Caitlin Clark
college.
Is better than both of them in college.
No, you're tripping. No. Not better than Asia. Oh, you're tripping.
Okay, so you're...
Stewie has won... Iowa has never won, is shit.
Ashley, but we talked about this last time. That was the era where UConn had top 20 players.
Yeah,
their basketball teams weren't good
but
back
think
then.
Think about... If you put Breonna Stewart on Iowa, she is fucking murdering everybody, too. She had to share at UConn. She doesn't have to share at Iowa.
Yeah,
and same with Asia Wilson.
I didn't even know who Asia Wilson was in college.
And that's not your fault.
I'm not.
Yeah,
that's not your fault.
That's not your fault.
Were any of them in the top scoring records?
Yes. Well, they were so much. Their teams were better. Okay. So they're not getting like all time.
Iowa still is a good team though.
Yes.
That girl scored 47 points.
Not as good as UConn's team when Brown Stewart was on it.
Well, UConn is trash now.
Relax.
Respectfully,
they are trash, but...
It's sad.
I know. Dawn Staley did come out and say some nice things about Paige.
Well, they're only trash because they have so many injuries.
I know. And that needs to be talked about more.
And when I mean trash, I just mean they're not beating everyone 36-0.
It was like boring UConn where they were just like
whooping
everyone's
ass. But Maya
Moore
was in that era too.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, put Maya Moore on Iowa.
Well, Maya Moore, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Put Diana Taurasi on Iowa.
If we're talking about all those
like,
players.
What?
I'm still cutting Stewie.
No, like, you really are off her, for real.
Because, no, Maya Moore is like.
No, Maya Moore
was Michael Jordan.
She might be, like, one of the most forgotten about players of our generation. Like, she's our age.
I watched her play in high school, too. And I said, there's no way we're in the same age group.
When I played against her in China, she just, like. The game was so easy. Like
she's
so
athletic.
I can't stress that enough. Like hitting turnaround
she's
fadeaways over like 7 foot people. Like
she was the female Michael Jordan.
I mean,
she should still be playing.
That yeah.
Diana Taurasi, yeah. Like no one's better in my mind.
Yeah, yeah. DC is like ultimate GOAT for real.
She's ultimate GOAT.
I think out of those three, Caitlin's getting cut for me for sure. Like it's like yeah. Which is really hard to do, but like.
But again, like. I don't know because Caitlin Clark leads the nation in assists too. What did Maya Moore?
But I don't know.
I don't know.
I just feel like if you put Diana Taurasi or Maya Moore on Iowa right now, they're having the same big impact that Caitlin is having.
Hell no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Diana Taurasi maybe.
Maya
Moore.
You stop it. Stop it.
I know I just
right
said
now.
She was
stop
Michael Jordan.
Stop it right now. Stop.
I'm cutting Maya Moore.
No.
That's crazy to say, huh?
Oh my God, you guys, I might have to leave.
Yeah, I know. That is crazy to say.
No,
I never thought I'd say that.
This might be divorce. Aaron's getting really caught up in these, like, in social media.
No, I'm not.
Yep.
I've been watching every game,
You're getting really caught up in Iowa.
I've just been actually watching.
They just got bent over by the Cornhuskers.
They didn't get bent over.
Low-key.
But Nebraska needs to chill on crying for winning.
I can't believe you just said that. That breaks my heart.
For Maya Moore.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know.
To cut Maya in college...
In college.
That's
she doesn't have the same impact.
That's insane. I don't even know if Maya Moore ever lost a game at UConn. Like, that's insane.
I know.
About that.
I realize.
I don't think she's ever lost at UConn.
No, I don't.
And you know what? Quote me on that.
No, there were some UConn girls who didn't lose, who lost like two games their whole college career.
No,
at UConn.
I don't. Did Sue Bird ever lose a game at UConn?
No, I don't.
Like, didn't they have like multiple seasons of like 38 no natties?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, that is a good point. But everyone, all the other teams were just so far below it.
I know.
It's just not the same.
No, it's not. But like, if just thinking about like, if you take one of the teams that went undefeated at UConn and you spread the talent out and you like give it to other teams.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. It's hard to know. It's hard to know.
I just feel like Maya Moore.
Or would they flop?
I don't know. Maya Moore was never flopping.
No, I don't think Maya Moore would flop.
Neither would DT.
No. DT definitely not DT. She's a gamer.
And like, neither would Sue Bird. Like, these people are just like not flopping like that.
I never said,
because if you could get, if you had the fucking honor of playing for UConn when we were in high school and college, you were a fucking dog. Like,
you were the top.
You're cream of the crop.
Or Tennessee.
Rip.
Anyway, let's move on.
Well, that's been our biggest argument this week. So,
oh, do we want to tell people that we actually bought our first mattress?
Guys, we bought a mattress at Mattress Firm this weekend. They do more than launder money.
Best customer service I've ever had.
I'm going to preface this by saying afterwards he asked us for a hug and we both gave him to him. Because you know what?
I wish I knew his name.
Because you know what? That's dad.
I wish I knew his name.
He was great. Same. It's crazy. We hugged him and didn't know his name. But
I know.
That's besides the point.
He was great. I cannot wait to have a new mattress. Fun fact, we've had probably 8 mattresses and all of our, you know, just like guest rooms and whatnot. And we've never actually bought one.
Never bought a mattress.
Did we ever say how I got my mattress in
college? I don't think so.
Yeah, I was walking home from brunch with my friends, and I was in, it was right after I'd come back from playing overseas, and there was this like mattress place that was having all these like free mattresses that were brand new in packaging.
Crazy.
And my friend and I, of course, picked the biggest one. It was a king size, and we walked it because we were like tipsy after brunch. I was staying with her, I think. Like, I didn't even have a place.
Do you didn't even have like a, yeah.
I think I was like moving into an apartment in Salem. Like, I was in Portland. Okay,
that's
mind you.
That's where that mattress really, like, it went from Portland to Salem. That was its first home.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we carried it home. We carried it like blocks on in Portland, walking down. I remember what I was wearing, a skirt and like holding it above our heads. And mind you, my friend was like 6 foot something. So it was like so uneven. I was laughing. And then this moving truck pulls over and these guys just offer to help move it. You know me, I'm like, yeah, you can help move it.
It's crazy.
We hop in the truck, like,
not okay.
Could have died.
Not okay.
They brought it up the stairs to my friend's house. And then that's where our mattress has come from.
We have that mattress still today.
It's so great.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
But our guy, aka dad.
Yeah.
He introduced us to the types of bed frames that move your legs up and down.
Yeah, or
and
head.
And I'll tell you what.
Or your head up and down.
As soon as he lifted my legs in the air, my back pain went away. Yeah. It was insane.
He really
told like,
us on
no,
that.
I was like, sign me up.
Do a lot of people have that?
I don't know because
write I... Write in if you have that.
Because when it is laying flat, obviously, the adjustable like bed frame, you don't see it. So I've never like... And I've never thought to look to see
and
if
I've
people
have those.
And I've
never asked anyone.
I've never asked anybody.
Yeah, because let me tell you, a lot of people have heartburn. According to my research and my clients.
Yep.
So yep. I'm going to start recommending that.
Yeah.
Because I actually hear a lot of people like, oh, I sleep in a recliner and things like that. Do people even know that these exist?
I don't know. Think about when you're sick. Like, I have to go sit on the couch and like sleep straight up.
Yeah.
Or like when we have heartburn.
Or like for pregnant women.
Yeah.
Or for people that maybe have COPD or like breathing issues and they need to sit a little bit more up.
No.
Their airways need to be up.
This bed's going to change my life.
Yeah.
After we tested mattresses out and then we came home that night, I was like, I can't lay on this flat shit anymore.
I never realized like laying flat is weird.
It's so uncomfortable, you guys. Like, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is weird.
I'm hyped for this new mattress. You will be getting videos of us just going up and down. Like, I cannot wait.
Yeah, we don't have anything else,
but we have a mattress and it goes up and down.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Well, yeah, it was a good Saturday for that.
Yeah, hit IKEA, hit some tings.
Got a couple tings.
Adulting tings.
Yeah.
And then we watched the Super Bowl. Let's dive in.
We did watch the Super Bowl. That's really what we're here for.
I have notes.
Okay.
Okay, I put a question on our Instagram about what people thought about the halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read our story at all?
Yeah, I did. I saw
very mixed results.
Very, very mixed. I was going to say it felt like 50-50.
Yeah, people either said it was so boring and they hated it, or it was more like hated it, boring, or and the other side of it was like people feeling really nostalgic, which obviously
yeah.
I get.
Yeah. Do you want my opinion?
Do you want to talk about the halftime first?
That's fine. We can just start there.
Okay.
I'll be honest, hot take. I never like halftime performances. I never do. I think they're always just like rushed concerts. Like, they're not good to me ever. Like, ever. I've
like
never.
The audio isn't good, or just everything?
All of it. Like, yeah. I've never been like, oh my God, that was the best thing. That was the best 12 minutes I've ever seen. Like, it's whatever. Like, I don't. Like, Rihanna's was good. I like that she didn't bring anybody out. But, like, then it's like, well, she didn't bring anybody out. So, like, whatever.
Yeah, there's and then always you're gonna like, be haters.
Yeah, and then it's like, I know that everybody talks about Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. And I didn't see those. Like, I don't remember them off the top of my head, you know?
I just remember the shark.
But, like,
Katy Perry's.
I bet it was phenomenal. Like, though they're, like, showmen. You know
what I
mean? I kind of
want to go back and watch old ones now.
Yeah, like, I heard Prince killed it. Like, I you know what yeah. I mean? Like,
I think you don't realize it until years later when there's worse performances and you look yeah. back and you're like, I guess Katy Perry's was good.
Because even, like, thinking back, like, The Weeknd's was really intricate and cool. Like, it was cool. Now that I'm looking back, I've seen yeah. a couple since then, and I'm just like, oh, okay. The main things I didn't like about Usher's and, like, whatever, I love, obviously, like, Usher's music is phenomenal. That's not even a question. Like, he has so many fucking hits. And yeah. like, the clap from Yeah shaped our generation.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of chaotic yesterday. Like, I didn't really, I don't even,
yeah.
If you asked me what songs were played, I would say the one with Alicia Keys and the one with Ludacris and Lil Jon. And that's like all I could really tell you because
yeah.
it was just like chaos.
I agree.
It just like wasn't my favorite, but I also like, couldn't tell you my favorite. I don't know.
Okay, I agree. I have complicated thoughts. I think this is a hot take. Mm-hmm. People who thought the show was boring.
Okay, relax.
And if you really hated the show, you kind of need to go like touch grass.
No, I'm saying that so much more this year. Touch grass.
You need to go touch grass and get in tune with your life because it wasn't horrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it wasn't
horrible.
There
Jesus
was so
Christ.
Many things that were amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a band playing. There was people on poles. There was people doing all these theatrics. Like,
he danced
on
roller skates.
You kind of appreciate all that was going on. With that being said, I agree. It was too much going on.
It was just
on.
Like a lot. It was just chaos.
Yeah. I don't know. They showed the set list and I was like, I don't remember any of these songs. I think that's why I also reflect back at Rihanna. I'm like, oh, I liked hers because she played most of the song.
At least 30 seconds, 45
yeah.
seconds.
He needed to play like, a little bit more of a song, but also he has yeah. a lot of slow songs.
He does. But like, what? Like I'm waiting for somebody like for them to have like Adele do the halftime show and have her just fucking sit there on a stool with a piano and just let yeah. it rip for
but
13
I think people,
minutes.
Like really they want it to be like a hype
they
concert.
Do. They do.
That's why when they first announced Usher, I was like, well, he has a lot of like R&B slower songs.
He does. But like,
I know he has like party hits too.
Yeah, I think he has a good mix. I just like I would have rather him chose like he did. I don't know how many songs did he do.
There was like 15
yeah
or
like 12? Do half of that
yeah
and just like
go all out
with those songs. Like I genuinely don't remember any of the songs he did yesterday.
No, I
like,
agree.
I can't remember at all.
I agree because he would do the intro and then change and then I'd be like, wait, what song is this?
Yeah, like here's some notes I have. Okay. One, don't even bring up Alicia Keys voice cracking to me. Don't even fucking bring it up.
I didn't
even
notice it.
She's my queen and I don't care.
I didn't even notice it until I went on Instagram yeah. and then we were listening to the videos in bed last night.
And it
night,
was bad.
And we were like.
Like she did crack, but like.
But could you. I feel like I couldn't hear the audio when
it
he was.
It was shitty.
Yeah.
It was shitty.
He was like dancing and moving.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear him. He yeah. had a great voice. He has a great voice.
Usher is one of the best singers and dancers of our time. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he had a great voice.
He was crushing it. I just like
Alicia Keys is that bitch. No, I don't care what anyone says.
And honestly, another just quick, we need a what's it called? Like a health check or a safety check?
Wellness?
We need a wellness check on Swizz.
Oh my God.
Is he okay today? And like, no, is their relationship okay?
Those TikToks were so funny.
No, because it's so true. Like Usher, God damn it. Get your hands off of her, y'all.
This isn't 2008.
This isn't 2008. This isn't the music video.
She has two kids.
She has two kids and her ring was the biggest rock on stage. Stop.
I love them together.
But honestly,
not,
like,
not Usher, Swizz.
No, but I love Swizz and Alicia together. But honestly, like, it did that part of the show when he like wrapped her up. It was nostalgic.
It was nostalgic.
But like, he took it too fucking
because
far.
It's like the music video, and that was nostalgic. I remember being like, oh, this song is so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, he needed to.
But we need a wellness check on Swizz.
It was reminding me. Did you ever see those clips when Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande performed, you know, years and years and years ago when he was trying to wrap her up on stage and it got really awkward?
No.
Okay. You have to Google that after.
That's laughs.
That's exactly what it was reminding me of, because she's getting kind of like cringy and trying to like escape.
She said, I'm married.
Ariana?
No.
Oh, Alicia.
Because Alicia Keys was like not kind of like.
You could tell she was like laughing and then.
Well, she was like and.
It was giving like, where's my hug?
And she couldn't like. Yeah, like she couldn't see him like outlining her body behind her and stuff. Like just
like,
something.
Move.
Like there were just some things where I was just like. Usher,
I got embarrassed.
Stop it.
I got embarrassed.
But I do think that is like his shtick right now. It's just like being hot for like.
That's always been.
You know what I mean? He got married last night. Did you know that?
I saw that.
What?
To who? Who was it?
His longtime partner. I don't know.
Oh.
Cute. But like he.
Weird.
Was wrapped up with Alicia before that. Just so that we're all clear.
Yeah. You know what? It's like one thing if you do that in a music video.
It's different in
it's
front
different
of the,
in
it's
live.
It's different in front of the world.
It's different in live.
And that,
but
yeah,
in a music
that was
video, like make out.
No, I don't care. That's TV.
You're acting.
That's production.
You're acting.
That's, yes. No, this was real life.
It was real life. And I love Alicia Keys. She is queen.
She's everything. I don't care that her voice cracked. Like, eat my ass.
No.
Don't care.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
This trash can? Okay, the next thing. I thought Jermaine Dupri was CeeLo Green. And that's that. And I know I'm not the only one.
A lot of people
did. I know I'm not the only one. His outfit.
Where has Jermaine Dupri been?
I don't know.
He's been
looking at pictures of CeeLo Green trying to get like him.
He was on every remix when we were in high school.
Yeah.
In middle school.
Yeah.
Every remix.
He was a star.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
And why is he dressing like that?
I don't know. And I don't know. I literally.
He had the frilly socks.
I said, I was like, is that CeeLo Green? And everybody like kind of laughed. And then I was like, oh, so it is. Like I was like,
no,
oh.
Everyone.
I was like, oh, CeeLo is just like lost a little bit of weight. But like that's still him.
No, everyone at the party last night thought it was CeeLo Green
and
too.
And when Jordan was like, did you guys know that was Jermaine Ashley?
Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine. When everybody was like, that's now I can't say his name.
Jermaine Dupri.
Thank you. I was like, wait, so wait, who was? And they were like, the
yeah,
one.
Said who?
And I was like, no, that was CeeLo. Like, I don't care what anybody says. That was CeeLo.
Yeah. I actually knew.
I didn't.
I even though I got hated on a lot last night, you know, I'll just go into that really quick. I got hated on a lot last night at this party. And let me know if I should get hated on for this.
Everybody's going to agree.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay. This is how you guys are saying. Do you guys like buffalo flats?
No.
And I said, what's a buffalo flat?
No, I was asking if they had any flats with the buffalo sauce.
Yeah, but you guys were all saying buffalo flats.
Yeah, because everybody knows like flats and drumsticks. Like everybody knows that.
Yeah, like, and then I was like, I thought you were like, first I was like, is that a sauce? Like a buffalo flat? And then I was like, is that a different food?
Aaron didn't know that like you can just get like flats.
Yeah, then everyone was quaking, of course, making fun of me saying, oh my God, you don't know what a flat is? I was like, what do you, I said, oh yeah, I know what that is. And then I leaned towards you and I said, you said, do you know what that is? I said, I have no idea. What are you talking about? Like I didn't, but then you announced it.
Of course, Aaron.
I was trying to talk to you
confidence.
Like,
no,
actually,
no.
I don't know what that is still, but I acted like I did.
No.
And then finally you said, hey, guess what? Everyone in this whole room, Aaron doesn't know what a flat is. And so I said, okay, Ashley, we're going to talk like that.
Yeah. We are, because that's just like culture.
I said, well, what happened to bone in, bone out? And people say they still have that.
Like, that's a different category.
So the ones are called drumsticks and flats.
Drumsticks and flats.
I've never heard the word flat. And mind you, I've been eating wings my whole life.
I prefer flats. Like, I don't even really like drumsticks.
See, and that's what everyone said. Oh, you're such a freak because you didn't know flats, and you're a freak because you like drumsticks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh?
Mm-hmm. And we stand by what we said. I'm speaking for everyone that was there last night.
No, everyone agreed.
Yeah, no. I speak for Kadat's brother who didn't say anything last night. Flats over drumsticks.
Everyone was roasting me over that.
I mean, it wasn't your brightest moment. Far as just like, you just didn't know.
I've never heard that term.
You just didn't know. Yeah. But I do attribute, just like, I know that these things don't correlate, but you also haven't seen 8 Mile. And so like, I just like really think that those things go together.
Everyone was just hating on me again because of that.
There's so many just like cultural references with like all of that.
Is that in that movie?
Again, I said it had no like correlation together, but like, but it like does. It's like one of those things.
Okay, I just need to know if people really know what that was. And honestly, if you didn't know what that was, I don't really care. I just want to hear if people didn't know what that was.
Yeah, she doesn't need any more hate. Like, the whole house gave it to her yesterday.
Everyone made me feel like a complete alien.
Yeah, no, the house gave it to you last night for that.
And I have never been so like, no, I have literally never heard that term before.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's on the menu.
It is.
And I wanted to say some rude things back.
Don't.
And I didn't.
Yeah, and you just got to eat that one.
Do you know what I was thinking?
Probably.
Exactly. Of course. I could have said some rude shit.
Yeah, but it's just like, you don't have to like get defensive because you didn't know it.
That's just my ego.
No, of course.
And I was aware.
Yeah.
Oh, my ego just wants to make other people feel as dumb as I do.
Yeah, but.
And I didn't.
Good for you.
Hurt people hurt people.
Facts.
And I'm not hurt.
No.
Well,
it's
I was.
You just didn't know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We know now.
I was embarrassed.
Do you know now?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, right. I'm just joking.
I was embarrassed.
But every time we eat wings from here on out, I will be being like, these are flats.
No, I know now.
Because like, I could see us being on a show and then being like, what type of wings does Ashley prefer? And you're going to be like,
boneless.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, flats. And that's going to lose us $1 million.
Yeah, you're right.
So flats.
Would you take boneless or flats?
No, flats.
Still?
I love flats.
You do?
Yep. See, she doesn't even really know me.
No, like, you really do, though?
Yeah, flats. Flats over everything. And honestly, I think it would probably go flats, tendies.
That's the same as boneless.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Chicken tenders and boneless are pretty much the same.
Chicken tendies are 7 times the size of a boneless
one. Oh, well, they range in size.
Well, that's where I'm going.
I'm talking mid-sized tendy.
Oh.
And big boneless.
Big boneless, big tendies. I mean, yeah, like those are number two. With flats all the way, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Anyway.
Back to the halftime show. I just have one more quick little thing. Why is everybody wearing shoulder pads when they perform? Ludacris did it last night. We know why Travis Scott's doing it. So he looks a little bit bigger because he looks like a skelly.
Yeah.
But like, what's with that?
I don't know. It must be the aesthetic right now.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's not for me.
Yeah. Well, I give the halftime show like it was like fine. But I feel that way every single year. Like, everybody's always either like being such a hater or like obsessed. And I'm always just kind of like, whatever.
This one TikTok, I replayed it for you last night. Mm-hmm. The guy said, Chris Olsen, he said, okay, if you hated the show, you don't need to convince the people that liked it to not like it.
Yeah. It's not a big
deal. It's not like, oh, you're wrong for liking it.
It's opinion based.
It's opinion. And people have such strong opinions if they hate it. Like, oh, you are free. Like, a lot of our friends last night were like, I hate it. It was the worst. And I said, unpopular opinion with the flats as well. But unpopular opinion is that I thought it was fine.
It was fine. It was fine.
I thought it was fine.
That's hard. It's fucking hard.
He was sweating. He skated.
No, like, he was dancing on rollerblades, y'all.
That's what I almost said
better,
last night.
Better
some
than
of y'all couldn't even get on a roller skate.
He was dancing better on rollerblades, better than any of us can dance on our fucking feet.
I know that's
period.
Right.
Period.
I know that's right.
And just like, I don't know.
He hit the vocals and was, whoa, I just blanked. What is the move when you're like gliding across the floor?
Moonwalking. Yeah. No, Usher, he was.
Moonwalk with that vocals?
Yeah.
Alicia Keys had a scratch and she was sitting at a
fly piano.
A piano. I almost said computer. So, you know, we need to appreciate.
Yeah, like
we need to appreciate it. Like, you could shut up.
Like,
go
you
out
couldn't
and sing then.
You couldn't do it.
Once you guys have the level of voice like him, okay.
Then talk.
You know what? The only critiques I want to hear are from Lady Gaga, the people that have performed. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys just sitting in your bed saying he sucked.
Yeah, sitting in your bed eating fucking talkies, talking shit about Usher. Touch grass.
Touch grass.
Touch fucking grass.
Touch the football grass because you'll never be there.
Touch the football grass that they spent a year growing.
Yeah.
Because you'll never be there.
I thought it was weird, though, that they were dancing on the grass. Like,
of course. It was strange.
I just didn't like how there wasn't a stage. But I know they were like dancing and jumping. It must have been like his Vegas residency.
I don't know. Again, I just feel like it was fine.
That's what one of our friends said. Why didn't he just do his Vegas
No, Vegas residency. No, like, it's really hard once you mess up a word to try to fix it.
And I said, well, that probably was it.
Yeah.
Just, like, cut down.
Yeah. I'm not going to be a hater. Like, he did really good. I couldn't do what he did.
No.
So, it was fine.
I'm only hating against things that, I don't know.
Just deserve
I guess
it.
I'm being more select on what I'm hating on.
No,
these
they
days.
I'm not going to hate on things that don't deserve it. What? Why does Usher deserve any hate for that?
Yeah, like I'm too busy hating on the Nebraska team for crying after winning.
Which is,
but I'm not going to hate on Usher today.
Well, because in like all these halftime performers be spending their own money on this shit.
Really?
Yeah, they don't make any money. They like I think but, the Weeknd spent like $1 million or like a couple million dollars. Don't quote me, but I think he spent money.
I remember you saying that.
They don't pay them. They just tell them they'll pay for like whatever they need, but they give them a certain budget. And then the Weeknd like went beyond that. So he paid for it. So it's like, okay, so we're really going to hate on somebody doing like,
it's art.
This is their interpretation of like, you know what? Like this is a lifelong dream.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who cares? He did fine. He did great.
Yeah.
He did great. His Batman suit was off-white. Like, it was...
The little abs on his suit were killing
me. He didn't need the abs because he has those, but it was off-white. Like, it was a great... it was custom-made. It was beautiful.
Yeah, he needed custom Jordans.
Yeah. The surgeon made them. Like, he did great. Yeah. He did great.
And those skates are, like...
Yeah.
Something.
That's why I'm just like, I don't know why everybody's hating. Like, who cares? He did good.
Touch grass.
Touch grass, y'all. You couldn't do it.
It's the people that be typing on their computers like click, clack, clack, click, click, click. I hate Usher. Click, clack, click.
You know what my favorite thing is that will make me like really think of about somebody different is when I'm on like SportsCenter or ESPN's Instagram and I see one of my friends trolling the post. Like I have seen so many of my guy friends that really, really need to remember that everybody sees your shit. Stop trolling Taylor Swift's posts on the NFL's fucking Instagram. You guys, she's not the social media account manager.
Wait, you like you saw people that you know?
I've seen so many guys that didn't follow ESPN for her. I don't want to see this shit. Oh my god, another Taylor Swift post. Yeah, another Taylor Swift post, bitch. She's the Times Person of the Year. She is the biggest story of the
that
Super Bowl.
Is so like funny.
You guys, just again, I just want you guys to understand how social media works, okay? If your followers immediately see your comments, they pop to the top of the comment section. So let's say one of my friends, Bill, comments on SportsCenter. That's going to be one of the first comments I see because I follow him.
Yep.
You're embarrassing yourself. Wait. You're fucking embarrassing yourself. Stop being a troll.
Wait, Ashley.
It's embarrassing.
Remember the other day I was dying laughing?
Touch grass. Sorry.
I was dying laughing because I knew somebody that commented and... No. I'm so embarrassed for these people.
No.
Okay, but they commented. It was on like a Complex post, I think, that was... Hold on, Bubs. That was talking about Taco Bell's new menu. And they commented...
No, this is so embarrassing.
No, should I actually read the comment? No, I won't. It said, y'all need to stop serving this stuff, something like this, and stop poisoning America.
It was like Baja Blast, like ice cream or something.
No, like the way I got, I died laughing.
No, it's embarrassing. Like I see my friends, like literally I've seen so many yesterday and today about Taylor Swift, like don't watch the NFL anymore because of this. Who cares?
Oh my God.
Nobody misses your view, bitch.
Oh my God.
Taylor Swift has had... I have seen, like, even because I follow a lot of our parents and stuff, so many parents were posting that this was their daughter's first Super Bowl they ever watched, just because they wanted to see Taylor Swift. Do you know she got less than 1 minute of screen time yesterday? She got less than 1 minute. She got 54 seconds of screen time during the entire Super Bowl yesterday. And you guys are really sad about that. You guys are really butthurt that this woman has low-key taken over your sport. Hey, that ain't her fault, bitch.
You know what?
That ain't her fault.
This is a bigger conversation because a lot of Republicans are starting to hate on Taylor Swift because she's so influential. So they don't want her to influence politics as well.
She influences everything.
So sometimes when you see people commenting that, it's like,
For sure.
What is the deeper meaning that you're commenting right now?
No, it does make me think, like, I can think of five of my guy friends off the top of my head who I have seen post on SportsCenter, ESPN, NFL, the Chiefs one. Like, I've seen it everywhere, like, of course there's been thousands of pictures and videos of Taylor and Travis. Like, get over it, bitch. And if you're hating on them, like, you one have never been in love, or like, you're jealous. I don't care. You're just jealous.
We were talking about that last night.
You're jealous.
We were watching the videos of them like hugging and kissing after.
I'm obsessed.
And we were asking each other, okay, if you watch this video and you were genuinely upset, one, is it because you've never had love? how could you be mad at someone, both people being so genuinely happy and in love, and they're not doing any harm to anyone?
They're not. Yeah. And just like, they're both like having incredible years. Like, are you just butthurt
you're like,
about that?
You're either like, jealous about like their careers, you're, or like you've never had love, or you're jealous of love.
Like there's something, because like they're not doing anything to hurt anybody. Like
when
that's,
I see any couple happy in love, it makes me happy.
Yeah, like
unless it's like wrong, you know. I mean, yeah, there's no, like caveats,
but they're like not like, again, Taylor Swift is not posting from the NFL account. And if anything, they should be embarrassed, because the picture that they posted of her and Blake yesterday was atrocious.
I heard it was bad.
It was atrocious, but that goes to, she's not doing, like, she's not asking for this. She's literally, she said this shit before. She's just like a dorky, like normal girl who's now dating like the hot football player.
Yeah.
Like that's how she sees it.
Yeah.
And y'all are like making it into this bit. Like, she's not asking for this shit. She just like is really proud of her mans.
Can she just go to her boyfriend's game?
Can she just like rush the field and like they can just like make out? It's not, it's like, I wish more people did that shit. I wish more celebrity couples would just do shit like that.
Normalize just being normal.
Like, she's just like,
normalize being normal.
No, normalize being normal. She just wants to run on the field, be in her man's arms, and make out.
She's proud.
They were just making out all night last night in Vegas at the parties. Like, it was everything.
I saw clips and
it was everything.
It was just like, I was thinking, man, I'm so glad I'm not famous and like people didn't see drunk videos of me in Vegas when I was younger, because it's just like the fact that she doesn't care.
I love it.
I love it too, because it's refreshing. She knew she was going to, every person is filming her.
Of course.
And they're she was just having fun.
And they're just playing her music and like
obsessed.
Like, and Travis is screaming it. And they're just like, okay, I do need to say something. Jason Kelce for sure was like rolling last night. Like, he was 100% on drugs. Did you see him?
No.
He had on like a Nacho Libre mask. And he was just standing by Marshmallow, who the guy, the DJ.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like bobbing his head back and forth. And like, I really feel like he was like maybe on ecstasy. Like, I don't know. He was just like on a different vibe than anybody else. And he was just by himself.
Because normally he's like loud. And
he was just by himself bobbing his head back and forth and with a mask on. I was like, no, he's like rolling for sure. Yeah.
That's funny.
But then like, they're just like making out and having fun and screaming her songs.
They
and like,
they all should be having crazy, like.
Like, have fun.
The Super Bowl.
Have fun.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas. He did make me cringe a couple of times last night with like some of the things he said, but also that's just who he is. Like,
I didn't even care.
And she loves that about him.
I didn't even care.
I was crying at how many things I've also seen, like Swifties being like, I can't, is Taylor going to be okay? Because I saw how Travis Kelce and Andy Reid like talked to each other on the sideline and he like borderline harassed him. He didn't fucking harass Andy Reid. He scared the shit out of him.
I'd be scared of that big bear was
like,
running at me.
Yeah. Like, it is scary. He's a big fucking man, but like, y'all, it's football. They're grown men. They talk to each other like that. Like, this isn't fucking pageants and ribbons. This is fucking football. It's the biggest game for the biggest sport in our country.
Mm-hmm.
They're men filled with testosterone. They want to win. Andy Reid isn't butthurt about it.
No.
Give it up.
Sports will be sports.
Sports will be sports.
He got heated in the moment.
He did get heated in the moment. And like, I guarantee you he will do something to make up for it.
Yeah, and like
he wasn't trying to be, you know what I mean?
You're obviously, I mean, it goes back to Caitlin Clark, like having an attitude. If you're really competitive, or think about like Michael Jordan. Like, if you're competitive, you're gonna have an asshole side that comes out, you know, when you wanna win.
Of course.
It's just like, that makes a good player. I'm sorry. Not you need to go beat someone up.
No, you need like a competitive edge.
Yeah.
He just wants to win. He's like, yo, I wanna win this fucking game. Of course.
I saw him yelling at a lot of his teammates.
Of course. One of his teammates got in his face because was he open on that slant? Yeah, he was open. And that could have won the Super Bowl right then. But he didn't see him.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo, bitch. He's got 50 people running at him trying to take him out and rip his legs off. He didn't see you.
He's good.
Shut up.
He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, like, leave him alone. And Patrick Mahomes let him know that. He said, hey, dog, I missed you. My bad. But, like, Chiefs Kingdom, and we're going to win the Super Bowl. So either get with it or get lost, because I will get you cut.
Yeah,
I will get Andy Reid to cut your ass. You better watch who you're talking to.
Yeah, people who don't realize that too. Like, if you have a different type of friendship with your teammates, so you can yell and say crazy shit, and then you're gonna be fine. If you have that,
no, you can tell some of these people who be commenting, like some of my friends who be commenting on these things. You guys have never played high level like sports before, where like and been a part of a team where like you have those types of relationships. Like, yeah, you can grab your teammate by the jersey and say,
I'm going to kill you if you don't make a shot.
Get like,
you need to like,
you can do that.
I hate you.
Yeah. That, and I know that's what Travis Kelce said. He said, keep me in the game, motherfucker. You could see it on his lips. Yeah. He he wants to be in the game. He doesn't want to lose. The guy that they put in for him is, I think, the one who like turned the ball over or something. Like, he's just upset in the moment. If you don't get that, you just like never played sports.
Yeah, like you.
And there were so many people being like, no, as a player, you have to respect your coaches and you have to stop. These are grown fucking men, dog. This isn't high school. This isn't college.
Yeah, it's
he's a grown man. He's a grown man.
People need to go watch old clips of Kobe.
Yeah, like these are.
Or Michael Jordan.
Yeah, like these just aren't.
He wasn't listening to anybody.
Yeah, these just aren't little boys who are like, respect your elders. No, like these are grown men making $50 million a year. Like, stop. He's not saying he can get away with things because he's the best tight end in football, but I am saying that. Like,
well, yeah, get better out of players here. Gonna get away with things.
He's earned the right to do some shit like that. If the fourth string quarterback tried to talk to teammates the way Patrick Mahomes did, it wouldn't work out. Earned the right to do that. So
right,
get with it or get lost. Get with it or get cut. I'll say that right now.
Yeah, get with it. And honestly, I think the moral of the story is, if you troll on Instagram, we're gonna make fun of you. I'm gonna start calling people out.
No, same. I can't. Didn't follow the NFL for this. Then unfollow them. Ain't nobody living or dying by your follow.
The NFL could literally is never going to know your name.
The NFL called
and said, bye.
The NFL is posting about Taylor Swift because she has helped viewership. She has helped dollars come in. Do you think they care about your little ass?
Bye.
And your little comment?
Bye. We got 10 more other little girls watching.
We don't care about you. We don't care about you.
Also, stop trolling Taco Bell.
Stop trolling Taco Bell, dude. They're just doing their best.
You know what?
It's embarrassing that you're doing that.
If you guys are commenting on people's Instagrams, like,
troll,
you need to go touch grass.
Go touch grass. Stop being a fucking troll.
Why do you feel that anger so deep inside to go? I've never, ever commented on an Instagram post something mean.
No, it's
ever.
No, be funny.
Yeah, be funny.
Be funny. I love commenting funny shit.
Yeah, be funny. Turn that negativity into something actually funny. I love positivity.
I love just dropping a laugh my fucking ass off sometimes. Yeah. I love dropping one of those. I love dropping just a crying face. That's funny. Just like simple, not Taylor Swift's ruining football. No, your attitude is ruining football and probably your life. Mm-hmm. Get it together.
Your masculinity.
Ain't nothing more masculine than screaming Taylor Swift song lyrics. Like, nothing's more masculine than that.
No, honestly, you'll probably get more girls if you change your attitude.
No.
And you're probably single.
No, that's probably
Or you're probably in an unhappy relationship if you're mad that they're being happy.
And that's
facts. There's a lot more to unpack there.
No, there's a lot to unpack, and like, that's not what we're here for. But just know that, like, I see you guys.
Me same.
I see you guys.
And you are going to be called out now. We're going to have a segment. Trolls.
I'll tell you this right now. A couple of those boys listen to this podcast. And guess what? I see you.
Oh
yeah, I see what you're saying. So just like, think about it.
New segment, trolls.
I see some of our guy friends trolling guys that paint their nails. Stop, y'all.
You guys gotta start checking your egos.
Check your fucking ego. Who cares if people paint their nails? Oh, who cares?
This isn't something that like
y'all. Who cares?
How is it affecting you?
Yo, touch grass.
Touch grass.
That's the title of this episode.
Touch grass.
The Super Bowl, touch grass.
Touch the Super Bowl grass. Wish you could.
No, touch the Super Bowl grass. Literally, you wish.
Yeah.
Touch the Super Bowl grass.
With the exclamation point.
Parentheses, you wish. Because that's where I've just realized a lot of my friends, like, we all need to go touch grass and smell flowers. Mm. Like, it's insane how you guys think people don't see your shit on the internet. You think it's hidden?
Oh,
it's not. Because that's not the way the algorithm works.
Anything, go on a Finsta.
No.
So like raise your IQ. I might not know what flats are.
No.
But you guys are so dumb. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Erin doesn't know what flats are, but she knows what Finstas are.
And you know what? I owned it. I didn't know a flat, and I researched from my friends and I educated myself, and I said, I still think drumsticks have more meat, but whatever. I disagree. Mm-hmm. And I did better.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't also make fun of people for all knowing that.
No.
I could have said, oh, you guys need to stop eating out wing places so much. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Did I say that right now? Yeah, but like, I didn't in the moment.
No. Hurt people, and hurt people.
Hurt people, hurt people. Mm-hmm. So you guys are out there trying to hurt who? Taylor Swift or the
NFL? You're not.
Who are you trying to hurt?
You're not.
So you guys are hurt.
You're a drop in the bucket, bitch.
So hurt people, yep. And touch grass. That's the moral of the story.
Touch grass.
You know what? I need us to use that comment more when someone's like rude or something. I'm just going to say like, wow, hurt people really do hurt people.
And then say, have a good day, TTYL.
Yeah. And just leave it at that.
Hags.
Hags.
Have a great summer.
If you someone hit you, bitch. Say if you said, oh, Usher's performance sucked. And then I was just like, damn, hurt people really do hurt people.
And then you just walked away.
Like, what would you say back?
I would be like,
does that make you kind of think?
No, I would be like, wait, I need to like.
Like, why was I trying to hurt Usher?
Like, who cares? Who cares?
Well, why was I saying that?
I would immediately go lay down on a patch of grass.
No, like, why was I trying to take down Usher?
Like, why was I so mad about that performance? Like, it was fine.
Oh, my God.
No, that's facts.
Touch grass.
Hurt people, and y'all need to touch grass. And again, just, like, learn how social media works. It kills me.
And stop trolling people.
It kills me that some of my closest friends are trolls. It kills me.
It honestly does make me think twice about people. I'm like, oh, my God. If you're like...
You took that much time to go on this social media account and comment... He's gay for painting his nails.
Oh my God.
What?
No, like,
what?
I think we need to normalize calling people out on their toxic behavior.
I'm gonna start commenting back and being like, yeah, like, you're a loser. I'm gonna start replying to my own friends.
Hurt people.
No, that's, I'm doing that for the rest of the time.
I'm doing that too.
For the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Hurt people. Start the movement, y'all.
Yeah.
If you see your fucking friends
call them out
trolling, hurt people. Put it on the reply.
Call them out.
Yeah, like, we're done with it. It's weird behavior.
Yeah. And what's that one saying where, oh yeah, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that saying?
Treat people the way you want to be treated. Isn't that the golden rule?
Yeah. Some people missed that golden rule.
Nah, some people didn't get that lesson in school.
Okay. I got to talk about, speaking of, okay, I have to wrap up soon. You might have to take the episode for a little bit.
No, I have to wrap up as well.
Oh, you do?
It's also time for me.
Like, okay.
Let's finish, you know?
Okay. I have a couple different takeaways for commercials. First of all, I want to
talk... Which ones? They were terrible.
Okay, that's what I want to talk about. The commercials, there was not that many.
No. They were all like CBS TV show commercials.
And they were all very overwhelming when they had them.
Yeah.
Because there was so many people in the commercials.
It was too much.
It wasn't...
Chaotic.
It wasn't like good commercials. They just put... How many celebrities can you put in the commercial?
I agree.
Anyway, I want to talk about the Beyonce commercial because I was obsessed. I thought that was one of the best because it was only her. And then her new music, I am obsessed. I can't wait.
I can't wait. And I can't Yeehaw. Wait. I cannot wait for that bitch to win all the country awards. Saddle up, partners.
Okay, but people are like, oh, this is new. No. She's from Houston.
This isn't new.
Hot sauce in my bag, swag.
No.
Did you guys forget?
Y'all really need to fucking touch grass. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, and if you're in Houston, touch dirt.
No, yeah, if you're in Houston, touch dirt fast.
Touch a tumbleweed.
Touch a tumbleweed and put on your cowboy boots.
Yeehaw.
I'm buying cowboy boots. I don't care.
No, same.
No, yeehaw.
I don't even care that cowboy boots were in style, what, like a year or two ago?
I don't care.
I don't care because now I like country.
Oh, same.
That's all I had to say about that. I really like her new
songs. The first two songs were great.
I can't wait. It's so different than Renaissance. She is a genius. Obsessed.
No, her range is insane. The Renaissance still has a grasp on me. Like, it still has me in a deep chokehold. I loved that
album.
It's
a masterpiece.
I loved that
album. It flows into the next song. It's a story.
You don't have to skip. It's literally...
It's an art.
It's a beautiful story. Renaissance is a beautiful story. And, like, Lemonade was so...
Another story.
So fucking good.
Timeline
like,
and her...
She just, mm-hmm. like... She just crushes it. So, like... Touch grass.
Touch grass in your cowboy boots.
Blue Ivy was touching grass last night.
Blue Ivy is so freaking cute. And so is the little twin. I don't know. I forget the other twin's name, but she's huge now.
Yeah, no, they're both huge.
I love that family. They're so cute. I'm obsessed. So that's all I had to say. Oh,
can't wait.
Did you hear that people were getting upset about the Uber Eats commercial because they were making fun of a peanut allergy? Those people need to touch grass, Ashley.
No, guys, it's a fucking joke.
God, I didn't even
catch on to that, y'all. You guys are insane.
A peanut allergy.
No, like, who gets... We can't even, like, make jokes anymore.
I know.
About anything.
No,
like,
we can't.
Peanut allergies are funny. They're sad. And
I always joke to Ashley if, like, when we have a kid and it has a peanut allergy,
that's it.
No matter how much money we're spending to have a kid right now, we got
to
get a new...
Yeah, we have
we
to
gotta
get a
new one.
A new kid, because, like, I have to eat nuts.
All I eat is... All-
You know what I mean? God, had to lob. I just, like, we can't even joke anymore.
No, I know.
Like, even some people I heard talking about, like, Ben Affleck's Dunkin' commercial sucked. It had the, like, it didn't suck.
No, it didn't suck.
It's
the best partnership
it's
of
the
our
best. It's the best
generation.
Collaboration we've ever seen. I don't think it was cringy that Tom Brady was in it. I don't think it was cringy that Matt Damon was in it. I thought it was funny.
Oh, that was funny.
And again, these are people who, like, just don't understand social media either. There have been, like, 50 different reels and ads posted from that ad campaign.
It's been clever.
That are even better. Who else was in it? Jack Harlow was in it.
Like, I know. Like, Jack Harlow is funny.
He is funny.
Yeah.
It's just like, you guys, it's don't.
Again, if you're hating on those commercials.
Don't take it so serious.
You're probably like, okay, you know when people say lean into your jealousy because it's probably telling you where you need to go?
Yeah.
If you're jealous of those commercials, maybe you should think like, okay, could I make a better commercial? Then maybe go into media.
Maybe.
I feel like if you're jealous of Beyonce's music, maybe start making music that's better.
Let's see it.
Okay.
Let's see it. This is your time to shine.
If you're jealous of people painting their nails because they're a better quarterback than you, maybe you need to let your past go because, babes, you're not going to be better than Patrick Mahomes.
No, I'll tell you that right now. That is why grown men be hating on other grown men. Yeah, because they were.
Ashley, all those people that were probably
starting JV quarterback.
I was just gonna say they're probably on JV.
Yeah, the starting JV quarterback,
and
they're hating
for what,
on
20 yards.
Yeah, they're hating on literally like people that are going to be number one draft picks in the NFL next year, and you guys are like, "That's not a real man." What's a real man then, bitch?
You see LeBron commenting on people's
things. Yeah, like,
what's he gonna say? Weak jumper.
Like, stop.
To your noon ball ass.
You shut your LA Fitness ass up. Damn, dude.
The biggest haters really do
have
come.
Like the worst careers. Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Minus Cheryl Swoop. She's low key just a hater.
Yikes.
Don't you think?
Oh, Cheryl.
That's another podcast episode that we don't have time to dive into, but she a hater.
Cheryl Swoop's really be hating on Caitlin Clark.
She's a hater.
And you know what? But lean into your jealousy. She's jealous because she didn't get the NIL deals.
And I think we all know that. And I think she knows that too.
Well, we should all I think it's really great to say, wow, I'm really hating on this. And I admit it and I acknowledge it. And I'm hating. And the reason why is because I'm jealous and I wish I had that. Yeah. Sometimes I say that to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, I'm so fucking upset that I didn't have all the resources that some of these kids have. Da 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 da. Mm-hmm. And you know why? That's why I became a dietitian. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I leaned into my jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like that.
And now I try to provide to the next generation.
And that's all we can do is just do our part.
What are you doing? If you're a hater and you're not helping, like, stop.
Yeah, you're just a hater.
Like, I didn't think this was going to be such an upset podcast. But I feel strongly about this.
Well, I'm just like really sick and tired of seeing my friends embarrass themselves. Like, I'm just like really fucking sick.
You guys
of it,
need
dude.
To go watch. You guys the movie
have
Trolls.
To. No, you guys have to stop. Like, I'm going to start unfollowing you. It's embarrassing. I don't want to see these posts either.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see your comments anymore. It's embarrassing to me.
Okay, but like, scroll.
Of course.
Like, get off Instagram then. What are you doing?
Me?
No, not you.
Oh, them. The trolls. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like
the trolls.
You're a troll. Period.
Like, Ashley, they spent more time on that post.
Yes.
Than people who actually liked that post.
Yes.
Like, I probably liked it and kept scrolling, and I'm obsessed with their love story.
Of course.
But the haters really took the time to click clack their little keyboards, and they spent a total of what, 10 minutes probably consuming that?
Yeah.
That's.
You're the reason why that post is successful. You're contributing to the algorithm promoting it more because the more comments it.
Oh
no,
God.
Like, it's insane how people don't understand how social media works.
Oh my God, I'm
your
so
comment,
embarrassed for them.
Your comment is making the post go more viral.
No.
You fucking idiot.
No.
It's like insane to me how dumb people are. But you know what?
No.
This isn't an educational podcast and it's not my job to educate you.
No.
Period, bitch. No, like, I just have been thinking about this for the last 48 hours. Like, you guys are stupid. Like, hate. You'll just literally comment hate and it's like,
and then
boom.
The social media manager's like, hell yeah, we had 1.3 million comments
and like
post again.
Yeah, like literally, like,
no, oh my
that's
God,
why
I'm
they're
so
posting more
them.
Shit, like,
I'm so embarrassed for them.
It's embarrassing. And again, just like, you guys really need to get it together.
So meanwhile, we're gonna go click clack our country boots.
Me too.
Touch grass.
Yeah. I'm gonna go touch grass right now.
Oh my God, we need to wrap up. We don't even have time
to
do our toxic traits or anything.
No, my toxic trait is.
Wait, I have one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
You learned about what Wicked was.
Guys, did you guys know that Wicked and the Wizard of Oz are the same?
Yeah, they did.
I didn't.
And you admit it.
I think less people are gonna know what I just said compared to knowing what flats are, though.
It depends.
Put that on social media and ask.
I think our audience, though, will know more about Wings. I don't think we have like quite the Broadway audience
for Wicked. Yeah. I just didn't know that that was the same. I only
know it because a couple podcasts.
I honestly
about it.
Didn't know what Wicked was. I thought that Ariana was a witch.
Did you know it's coming out
She's
soon?
She's a Wiccan.
She's a Wiccan.
Yeah, I did know that. Well, I know that because of the commercial.
I can't wait.
Same. I'm going to it.
What was your toxic trait?
My toxic trait is that I have friends who comment on social media
that
they shouldn't.
It's not you can't associate with
I try not to, but
it's
like,
not your toxic trait. It's not your cross to bury.
No,
is that
to bear. I'm not bearing.
It's not your, I think I'm trying to combine two phrases.
Right, yeah, now. It's just, it's not my cross to bear.
Yeah.
Period.
Let it burn.
I think that's a good way to end it.
You don't want to know what my toxic trait is?
Oh, go ahead.
That I didn't know flats.
No, that was tough.
But I like wings.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
And I said, yeehaw, bitches.
Yeehaw, bitches. Go touch grass.
Go touch grass. Love ya.
Ciao, 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 ciao.
Bye.